Graham, if you think the spending bill is bad, lose Georgia, and see what happens. By Jeff Poor on December 22, 2020. Tuesday on Fox News Channel's Fox and Friends, Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, weighed the pros and cons of the federal government spending passed by Congress a day earlier. However, Graham warned the price tag could be a lot worse if Democrats win the two U.S. Senate seats up in Georgia next month. The bottom line is they wanted $3 trillion for the pandemic last year, he said. We wound up with $900 billion. You could have gotten this package in July. Mitch McConnell is right about that. They refused to even talk to us before the election because they thought a relief package would help President Trump. If you think this bill is bad, lose Georgia and see what happens. One point, I think $4 trillion is to fund the government. Pete's not with you, but $680 billion of this goes to the military. Then you've got to fund the FBI and Department of Homeland Security, Graham continued. So yes, there are things in there. The foreign aid budget is 1% of all American spending. Pakistan is a place I really worry about. 85 countries, a woman, can't open up a bank account without her husband's signature. She can't inherit property. If you're a young girl in Pakistan, life is pretty tough. So we're trying to make life better for women throughout the world. But 1% of all federal spending is foreign assistance. China is everywhere. We've got to compete. And $680 billion of this package goes to our military. And I like the COVID package in the sense that it is targeted, he added. If you're a family of four, you'll get $2,400 out there. If you're able to lose your small business, you can get another round of PPP loans. And there's $38 billion to get the vaccine to a place near you so you can actually take it. So this is sausage making, but the Democrats have a say. They run the House. And if they ever get the House, the Senate, and the White House, it will be a financial disaster for this country. So vote in Georgia. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.